News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Walsall police had several squad cars responding to an incident just a block away from Franklin Elementary School yesterday morning. Lieutenant Michael Udis from the Walsall PD says the incident happened just before 10:30. There's a report about a gunshot fired. Udis says, in fact, a gun was not fired, but there was a fight at a nearby home. A male suspect smashed a car window to try and get at the victim on the 1300 block of North 5th Street near Stark Street. Udis could not confirm exactly where the victim lives, but he says the attacker and the suspect, the attacker and victim apparently knew each other.
They knew each other, and I'm not sure the reason why the altercation took place, but as the suspects wouldn't divulge that, but they did know each other.
And apparently while a gun was not fired, a gun was displayed during this incident.
In regard to the actual attack on 5th Street, there was no gun involved. It was a hands-on situation. Where the victim went for help, there was a person who displayed a gun, as I have been told, because the victim entered a house unannounced and was not known to the house owner.
Now, students at Franklin Elementary School were kept inside for a portion of their morning recesses. They were allowed back outside in the afternoon once the police investigation had wrapped up. Wisconsin Public Service wants to expand a coal ash disposal site in the Knowlton area, but there's one organization that wants to know more about the environmental impact.
Wisconsin Public Service is asking the Public Service Commission for permission to expand a coal ash landfill in Knowlton in anticipation of greater use. The company has seen business over the last few years selling off waste ash to businesses as filler for concrete, but new air quality standards have dried up those sales. The $50 million project is going on hold after Clean Wisconsin called for an environmental impact statement and investigation. The group says that if Wisconsin Public Service is now storing their ash, other companies will soon be doing the same. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A graduation gift from a teacher to a student has led to an upset family and to a school district apology. This involves a Stevens Point area high school student who participated in the district's life skills program. That's where students with cognitive disabilities learn things that many of us take for granted, like cooking, housekeeping, cleaning, and how to use public transit. Lisa Kingsbury is the mother of one of the graduates. Kingsbury was apparently offered some unusual items by a teacher that was put together in a graduation gift bag.
It contained a picture frame, a toilet bowl brush, and a Comet cleanser. I asked my daughter why she got this gift, and she said that her teacher told her that she will be scrubbing toilets.
Superintendent Attila Wenninger says that the teacher, Sue Felder, chose items that graduates could use without, not intended, to demean students.
In our view, we understand that the parent was offended and was upset. We apologize on behalf of the district for that. And moving forward, gifts given to students in the life skill program will be appropriate for graduation from high school and won't be of the nature that was given out.
Now, the teacher apparently brought these graduation gifts with her own money. School district funds were not used. The deal is not done yet, but a former Microsoft top executive is first in line to buy the LA Clippers.
The former head of Microsoft, Steve Ballmer, is first in line to buy the L.A. Clippers. Shelly Sterling has reportedly reached agreement to sell the team for $2 billion. The deal is said to be binding, but it must still be presented to the NBA. And the league isn't the only hurdle. The negotiations did not involve Donald Sterling, whose racist remarks led to his banishment from the league. And Donald Sterling's attorney says there is no deal. If they can line up their ducks, the $2 billion price tag is nearly four times greater than the NBA franchise high, $550 million paid for the Milwaukee Bucks. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama is ready to hold people accountable once more facts are known about the scandal involving the Veterans Affairs Department. Carney suggested that embattled VA Secretary Eric Shinseki continues to have the support of the president. There are more calls for his resignation on Capitol Hill. Marshfield's big Mayor's Breakfast gets underway a half hour from now at 5:30. Debbie Bauer from the Chamber of Commerce says even if you are not going, their big parade is coming up tomorrow, which means a very big weekend.
It is huge. We always estimate about 20,000 people line the streets to watch the parade.
Dairy Fest activities continue in Marshfield all weekend long. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny and warm for this Friday, a high around 83, southeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear and comfortable for tonight, low down to 54. Sunny to partly cloudy on Saturday, a high of 82. Sunday, more humid with an 80% chance of rain and storms. Some heavy downpours possible as well, a high around 80. I'm Newsline, I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Lots of people planning to come out for the Athletic Park opener in Wausau tonight, and it looks like the weather is going to be favorable for that. All weekend, you can get the hour-by-hour temperatures, six-day forecast, and real-time weather radar at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.